If you had to encapsulate in a couple of minutes the entire expedition from start to finish, how would you do that?
The entire expedition, the colonizing expedition.
What happened?
We found all the poor that we were looking for around old Culiacán. Then on to our casitas where others could meet us, and we kept moving along. We arrived at Tubac, everything was very black. Apaches had been there before. With an aye, 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 their piercing war cry, they had run all of our horses off. Continuing undaunted, while the Apache taunted, we struggled on doing our best. At La Canoa the next night, beneath the starlight, we got our worst test. A new baby was born, but left the family to mourn over their dear mother's death. There was sadness in the air at San Javier when we laid Manuela to rest. Then on to Casa Grande and Agua Caliente, down the Rio Gila we went. To the Colorado, in El Estelado, with Chief Palma we pitched our tents. We crossed that icy river the last day of November, heard the most complaining we'd heard yet. Padre Garces was fine, but Padre Font cried and whined when we got some of his holy vessels wet. With Padre Sycharque and Garces, we camped there a few more days, then rode off and left them there alone. Divided into four bands to cross the desert badlands and not deplete the water holes. Then something that was unforeseen, on December 13, he clouded up and soon began to snow. That was something few had seen, the wind blew fierce and keen, and the people had never been so cold. The children were crying, the animals were dying, the suffering was grievous to be borne. Huddled by the firelight, 4 days and five nights, snuggled close to keep each other warm. When the storm had finally passed, a fandango we did dance beneath the gaze of Padre Font's scorn. Some excesses we bandied, we drank a keg of brandy, and on Christmas Eve another child was born. We left the snow behind at last, traveling through San Carlos Pass, then we stopped at San Gabriel. The immigrants now could see what their future life would be, everything was going to be well. After resting there a while, we broke camp with hugs and smiles, spent another 3 weeks on our way. In 80 days we had one death and three new babies drawing breath, when on the 10th of March we came to Monterrey.